Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 89.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me. This is episode number 89. This is going to be on upper structure triads, and I've never done an episode on upper structure triads, and I was looking through the podcast, and I couldn't really believe why, because they're very, very important, especially for people getting into playing extensions and increasing your vocab. Increasing your voicing vocabulary and starting to kind of expand and start to playing with colors, right? So what upper structure triads are simply triads that we play in our right hand on top upper structure, right? So above and above our left hand, that create certain types of colors. They add certain extensions based on the triad. And they're very, very useful at first when you're first learning different types of chords. Now, eventually, you'll want to be able to pick the extensions out yourself and use them without thinking about the triads, right? So if you kind of picture upper structure triads as more or less of a, you know, kind of kit, right? If you get like a color kit for painting and they have like red, blue, and green, because those colors go well together, you know, you could paint something with those colors, right? And then they get another kit with another three-color array of maybe some red hues, you know, red, yellow, orange with some different shades, right? Those would go well together. So that's exactly what upper structure triads are. Now, eventually, a master painter, you know, he's not going to be using those kits, right? He's going to have a full spectrum array of colors that he wants in order to represent an emotion, a feeling, or something, you know, just that he wants to self-express with that color. That's exactly the point you want to work up to, where you're using each individual extension and note as its own color, rather than kind of working within a kit, right, that the upper structure provides. But at first, absolutely. I mean, these are essential to get used to working with extensions and creating your voicings, and they're very, very easy to implement. So in today's episode, we have three different types of chords I'm going to go over with you: the major seven, the minor seven, and the dominant seven. I'm going to show you the upper structure triads for that. So let's dive right in. So the first chord we're going to be doing is our minor seven. Now again, this is very cut and dry. This is going to go by very quickly. But again, like I explained, a upper structure triad is going to simply be a triad in our right hand on top of our left hand, thus the upper structure part. So I have two upper structure triads for you. The first one's going to be two minor over a minor chord. So in the key of C, I have C minor 7. Now we're simply, when we say two minor, it simply means the second degree from the root. So here's your root, right? Now if you picture a major scale from C, right, your two is going to be D, so you'd be playing a two minor triad. So here's your major triad, here's your minor triad, right? A D minor triad. Now we simply play this with our C minor triad and it creates a certain sound, right? Now again, there's a lot of different upper structure triads, and the ones I'm going to be giving you today are some of them. There's lots more, but again, you know, these are very, very common ones that you should definitely know. And then if you want to look for the others, you can go search around for them. I'm sure you can find them. But anyway, two minor gives us certain extensions, right? All the upper structure triads give us certain extensions. So this gives us the 9 on our C minor 7 chord, gives us the 11 and the 13. So it's actually giving us all our traditional extensions over C minor 7 chord. Now, I love to play flat 9s on minor 7 chords. Some people will tell you can't do that. I like to say, why not? Why can't I play a D flat over a C minor 7? I like the way it sounds, so I'm going to play it. Right? I love that sound. People will tell you, no, you can't do that. I mean, you can do essentially whatever you want because you're the artist, and that's why jazz piano is so great. So I won't get into that, but essentially, these are the traditional extensions over your C minor 7, D, F, in A. So this is giving you all the extensions over a minor 7. Now, we can use this as a rootless voicing simply by letting go of our C here and just playing our shells. So if we're comping, right, for a soloist and we're comping a C minor 7, we want to add these colors in, we'd simply play our D minor triad with our shells of our C minor 7. Right, and the bass player would be playing C, right? Or I could hit the C myself if I'm playing solo piano and add in this chord here, or just the shells, right? So that's our two minor triad. Now this can be played, obviously, over all minor 7 chords. Now the way I'd recommend practicing this is playing your two minor triad with all your minor 7 chords. So I'd go around in the circle of fifths, and, excuse me, the circle of fourths, my classical training coming out there, circle of fourths, okay, so we're going C, F, we're essentially adding one flat onto every key. Here's my G minor triad, which is my 2 minor, and my F minor 7 chord, right? Okay, going to B flat minor, right, I'm going to be playing my C minor triad now, that's the 2 of B flat, right, to my F minor triad over E flat. And you can simply continue on this way right through all your chords and play that sound. Such a beautiful sound, obviously, you can hear. So I'd recommend you practice that way for all the different triads. I'd also recommend you practice going up by whole steps, half steps, right? So you can take your 2 minor triad, you can go to D minor, right? So you're doing all whole steps, E minor next. That's going to be a little bit more difficult. F sharp minor, right, with your G sharp minor triad. Okay? And half steps. I mean, there's so many different ways to practice these, but you know, you can get creative with it is what I'm trying to say. So 4 major is a really nice one over your minor 7 chords. Now this is going to give you your 11, your 13, and your 1 on top. So it's slightly different sound. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about the voicing of upper structure triad. Sometimes when you play your upper structure triad up here in the top register and you have your shells down here, your chord, you're leaving this little bit of a gap here, right? Now, sometimes an upper structure triad will sound better or worse depending upon where you place your shells. Or you might just have a preference, right? I have a preference on playing this upper structure triad close to my shells. So I like to use this here. That sounds very much nicer to me than doing this. And that's just my personal opinion. You may like this better, right? But I personally like this better. Right, so I like the 7 of the chord on the bottom in the 3rd and then my 4 major, right? So example, for a F minor 7 triad, this fits perfectly in the middle register, which creates a beautiful sound right here. That's a very nice fitting for this. Now again, you can use different inversions of your upper structure triad too. So if you want to play, you can move your voicing down here. Now, sometimes what I've experienced is that the closer you move your voicing to your left hand, the better it's going to sound instead of having these, right? If I have this gap, now this still sounds good, but the colors are up higher. There's not as much blend. So to me personally, to my ear, I prefer having my triads closer to my shells, okay? So that's your 4 major triads. So those are the 2 upper structure triads you should start to practice over your minor 7 chords. Now, dominant 7 chords have a lot of them because the dominant 7th chords have more extensions, right? So what we're going to start with over our C7 chord is our 2 major triad. Now what extensions does this give us? It gives us the 9, the sharp 11, and the 13 of our C7 chord, right? And again, I forgot to mention, you can also create full triads of this, 4 note triads, thicken up the chord a little bit. That's a very nice way to do it, right? And again, you can also invert these as well. You know, you can. So if I wanted to play 7 and 3 up here, I wanted more of a thin, higher kind of big band hit texture, right? I could go, right, instead of playing down here. So again, experiment with the registers because that's going to make a huge difference on how you use these upper structure triads. But that's your 2 major. The next one I'm going to show you is your 3 flat 3 major, excuse me. So again, we're going to go up the major scale, 1, 2, 3, flat our 3, and create a major triad off of E flat. So that's an E flat major triad. This gives us sharp 9, 5, and flat 7. Now essentially, the only extension you're using here is the sharp 9. You're doubling the 5, and you have the flat 7 here. So again, if you're using this, you can take out the five here out of your left hand if you want, or you can leave it in. Okay, you can hear the difference there. It thickens up the chord a little bit. Beautiful sound there. Again, you can use different inversions of that. Oops, excuse me. Right? Different registers, different inversions are going to sound completely different. So I urge you to experiment with all different inversions and registers and see what you like. That's your flat three. All right, our next one's going to be flat five. Okay? So here's one, two, three, four, five. We're going to flat our five, create a G flat major triad. Now, what extensions does this give us? So it gives us sharp 11, 7, and flat 9, right? So we have both those, we have two extensions with one chord tone doubled. Again, I can move my shift, invert my shells, right? Or I can invert my my major triad down an inversion. Okay? Beautiful, beautiful chord. If I use this exact voicing, right, upper structure triad, this is going to be second inversion of my upper structure triad in a 2-5-1. As you can see, it creates such beautiful, rich sounds. And again, it's like giving you that custom kit, right? That upper structure triad, you can't go wrong with it, essentially. And again, you'll learn to pick out the, if you listen to some of the other podcasts about expanding your voicing options. And again, this is the kind of the third series, it didn't really connect to the principles I was talking about in the last podcast, but essentially you'll learn how to pick out the single extensions to increase your vocab, your voicing repertoire. So you're not having to use these custom kits using the extensions from our upper structure triad. So that's flat five. Let's go to flat six. Here's flat five, here's flat six. So we go from a G flat major triad to an A flat major triad, right? So this gives us flat 13, 1, and sharp 9, okay? This creates our altered sound, right? So anytime you see an alt, right, in a chord chart, A-L-T, an altered, that's going to be this upper structure triad. So now you can play those chords. If you simply play this upper structure triad somehow with your shells of your dominant chord, you're going to be playing that altered chord. Beautiful, 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 beautiful way to play it. Okay, sharp 9, flat 13, 1. Again, we can arrange these however we want. And essentially, too, you don't necessarily have to double the 1 up top, right? You can actually even take that out after you've played your triad, and that will give you a totally different sound as well. I'm adding the 5 there. You can also take that out. Again, the 5 here is kind of, it clashes with the flat 13. So if you want more of just kind of a traditional altered sound, I'd recommend leaving the 5 out. If you actually like the sound, sometimes I put the 5 in on purpose for more dissonance, depending upon how much dissonance you want. That's more of an advanced level. Then you can add the 5 in there too as well. All right, our last one for their dominant chords is going to be a 6 major triad. That's going to be A, C sharp, E. This is a very, very beautiful chord. I absolutely love this one. It hits hard in my heart, in my soul. So we have here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here's our A major triad. We have 13, flat 9, and 3. I love the combination of the natural 13 with the flat 9. It just gets me every time. Right? So. Again, so here's our triad, right? All I did was arpeggiate from the 7, going up our A major triad. I actually added the 7 in there for a 4-note arpeggio. You can do a sweeping hand-over-hand arpeggiation there if you want as well. But that's our 6 major triad. I absolutely love this. Here's an inversion of that. Right? Such a beautiful, rich jazz chord with those extensions. So those are our dominant chords. We got one more chord I'm going to go over. Again, nice, short, sweet, simple podcast here today. Major 7. So we have our F major 7 and our Well, excuse me, C major 7. I was thinking about that, 2-5-1. So the first one we're going to do is our 2 major. Very simple. This is actually the same as our dominant chord, right? It gives us the same extensions over our major 7 now. So we have 9, sharp 11, and 13 for our C major 7. And as you can see here, the way I change my left hand voicings too, if I have my 7 here, that's going to sound different. I can actually put my 7 in my right hand, which would change up the sound a little bit. This is a little too muddy down here to add my 7 in. Right? This is beautiful. If I put my 7 in here with my 13, I'm doubling my 13. So again, just to break that down, sorry, I went into that pretty quickly. Here's our major triad. I'm going to double the 13 down here. And I'm also going to add the 7 with my thumb, so I'm essentially playing 2 notes. And I have 1 and 3 here. Again, that was covered in our voicing fundamentals. That's one of our voicing fundamentals, right? I went over in the previous 2 episodes. Beautiful, beautiful sound, right? So that's your 2 major sound. And the next one I'm going to do is your 4 major 7. Sorry, just got confused. Not your 4 major 7. I'm sorry, that doesn't work. Your 3 major 7. I was looking at my notes here. Now, for your major 7 chord, if you're doing a 3 major 7, this is going to create your essentially your sharp 5 sound. Okay? Now, there's a couple ways you can do this. Again, it goes, this is about philosophies, jazz education philosophies. So, some people will say you need an augmented chord in your left hand to match the essentially the extension of the sharp 5 in your left hand with your major 7. So essentially you can only play that over an augmented major 7 chord, which is in my left hand, 1-3 sharp 5. There's your augmented 5 and your 7. Personally, I don't really agree with that. I personally like the sound of having that augmented 5 over the 5 of a C major 7. That's my personal opinion, okay? You can do either one. I always promote creativity. If you like whatever you like best, go for it, you know? Who am I to say you can't do something, right? If you like a certain sound on the piano, go for it. So, again, I enjoy this sound. I think the dissonance here sounds beautiful to me. Again, that's just me, right? And sometimes I might even throw in both notes at the same time and split up my voicing. So I might do this, right? Or I might do this. Like, listen to that. That's beautiful to me. I actually use this as a left-hand voicing sometimes when I'm soloing, right? That dissonance there is beautiful. So, again, you can match the quality of this 3 major triad in your left hand if you want and play some sort of voicing, right? If you look something like this, like a rootless voicing with your augmented 5 to match it. Or you can just leave it out completely and add the extension here. Again, essentially, you are doubling the 3rd and the 7th here. So the only color you're really adding is this augmented 5 here, your flat 13. To add more color, you actually add more color by adding the 5 because it gives it dissonance, right? Love it, love it. Or you can just add both up here, which I like as well, right? Love that sound. So that is your 2 major and your 3 major triad over your 1 major 7. Now, again, there are lots of other upper structure triads that give you, that single out certain extensions, that combine 2 extensions. I mean, it goes into a whole ballgame. We have all of them in JPS in our course, obviously, in the full course. We have all of the upper structure triads, but it would take me about 2 hours to go over all of them with you. So those are the most common ones. I hope you enjoy those. And again, practice them through the keys. Practice them in different registers, different inversions. See what you can get, different tempos, different sounds, ballads, long, short, sustained, not sustained. I mean, you can use these in so many different ways and manners. And they're just absolutely beautiful sounds to get you started using extensions while playing jazz, I guess, while playing voicings, right? To get you started with those extensions. So I'll talk to you in the next episode. Until then, happy practicing.